is Sports Beat Extra.
Henry, looks like you're going to have quite a large team taking the ferry over to Cheltenham. Is it going to be a bigger team, or is it a team that goes with a level of expectation, given that you do come away with a winner most years at Cheltenham? I think it's 10 years on the bounce now.
Oh, really? Yeah, yeah. Well, hopefully we can keep that going. We've similar numbers, I'd say. I don't think it's any more than normal, but in and around 17, 18, plenty with chances. No sort of hot favourites, but a lot of the races look open this year anyhow, and we think plenty of ours can be banged there.
And obviously looking at the challenge, obviously from an Irish point of view, there's a couple of English horses there. Nicky's got one, and Emma Lavelle does know how to win a stairs hurdle. So looking at the, is there a feeling that it's, you know, the Brits are not going to lie down and roll over, like, you know, the Irish have got, it's going to be harder to win this race. It does seem to be strength in depth from the British side as well, which presumably feels pretty good from a competitive point of view.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But there is, I mean, there's, you know, there's always, like, it's, there's plenty of good English horses there. Yeah. So yeah, no, it's like any of those grade ones, anyone who says they're easy races or easy won, like, they obviously aren't that involved in the game, or they don't understand it very much, because there's no easy race one at Cheltenham, especially the grade ones.
And one of those grade ones is the Ryanair. I think you have got a squeak there, haven't you?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we've got Hartwood in the Ryanair. He's in good form. He's had a good season so far. Obviously, he was second in it last year, beaten by a very good horse. But he's in good form, and yes, look, we'll roll away and see how we go. Like, our philosophy is sort of bring what we think horses that have a chance of hitting the frame. Plenty won't, plenty will. Hopefully you get a couple of winners. You need a lot of luck, and it's not always the obvious one.
And you've got some old timers. They, and I think you seem to enjoy that. They keep coming back. Well, there's Captain Guinness and there's Envoy Allen. They come alive at Cheltenham, don't they? Are they coming back for more?
Yeah, we love them. They're brilliant. Yeah, we've got obviously Envoy Allen, first run in the Gold Cup. He's just pure class. We said after Down Royal, we'd put him away and go straight to Cheltenham. And obviously the Thompsons love the Gold Cup. It's a race they always wanted to win. And thankfully we won it with Aplutard. And now we're going to give it a go with Envoy and do something for the older crew, yeah.
Well, interesting. It does look, there's not the sort of gallop under sharp. It's, you know, it was last few years, it seemed to thought you could just turn up and win it. Proved that wasn't the case this year. Does it feel a more open Gold Cup this year? Plenty in with chances?
Yeah, definitely. It seems that way, doesn't it? I think everyone thinks that, and I presume, you know, the betting, I haven't looked at it recently, but I presume the betting is, it looks that way. Yeah, look, our lad, he's a class horse again, and he's won a Ryanair. He's, you know, he probably should have run in the Gold Cup a couple of years ago, to be fair to him, but he did nothing wrong at Down Royal. The horse he beat won the Savills Chase at Leopardstown. The horse that was third was second or third in a good novice chase race. You know, it's, his form is rock solid. If he stays the extra 2.5 furlongs, he'll be bang there.
Best of luck this year. I'm sure we'll have plenty of good memories. But Henry, thank you.
Thanks, Rupert. Yeah.